Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30. Chapter is entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, text number 24. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya Harye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarva Sattvata. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Dear Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto You because Your existence is completely independent of all material influences. Your Lordship always takes away the devotee's miserable conditions, for Your brain plans how to do so. You live everywhere as Paramatma. Therefore, You are known as Vasudev. You also accept Vasudev as Your father, and You are celebrated by the name Krishna. You are so kind that You always increase the influence of all kinds of devotees. Purport. In the previous verse, it has been said, Grihita Maya Guna Vigrahaya, that the Lord accepts three kinds of bodies, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and annihilating the cosmic manifestation. The three predominating deities of the material universe, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, are called guna avatars. There are many kinds of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the first incarnations within this material world are Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, Shiva. Out of these three, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva accept material bodies, but Lord Vishnu does not accept a material body. Lord Vishnu is therefore known as Vishuddha Sattva. His existence is completely free from the contamination of the material modes of nature. One should therefore not think that Lord Vishnu is in the same category with Lord Brahma and Shiva. The Shastras forbid us to think in this way. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sa Pashyandi Bhaved Dhruvam. One who considers Lord Vishnu to be in the same category with devas like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, or who thinks Lord Brahma and Shiva to be equal to Lord Vishnu, is to be considered as Prashandi, a faithless non-believer. Therefore, in this verse, Lord Vishnu is distinguished in the words Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Although a living entity like us, Lord Brahma is exalted due to His pious activities. Therefore, He is given the high post of Brahma. Lord Shiva is not actually like a living entity, but is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His position is somewhere between Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Brahma, the living entity. Lord Shiva is therefore explained in Brahma Samhita 545 in this way. Shiram yatadadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatak pritigasti hetoho yashambhutam apitata samupaiti karyad govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Shiva is considered to be like yogurt, dahi. Yogurt is nothing but transformed milk. Nonetheless, yogurt cannot be accepted as milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva holds almost all the powers of Lord Vishnu, and he is also above the qualities of the living entity. But he is not exactly like Vishnu. Just as yogurt, although transformed milk, is not exactly like milk. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also described herein as Vasudevaya Krishnaya. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all Vishnu expansions are his plenary portions, or portions of his plenary portions, known as Swamsa and Kala. The Swamsa, or direct expansion, is also called Amsha. All Vishnu Tattvas are Swamsa, direct parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is known as Vasudev because he appeared in this material world as the son of Vasudev. Similarly, he is known as Devaki Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, Nanda Nandana, and so on. Again and again, the Lord is very much interested in increasing the influence of his devotees. Therefore, he is described herein as Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. The Sattvata community is a community of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited powers, and he wants to see that his devotees are also entrusted with unlimited powers. A devotee of the Lord is always, therefore, distinguished from all other living entities. The word Hari means one who takes away all miserable conditions. And Hari Medase means that the Lord is always planning ways to deliver the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. The Lord is so kind that he personally incarnates to deliver the conditioned souls, and whenever he comes, he makes his plans. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4.8. Since the Lord delivers all conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, he is known as Hari Medas. In the list of incarnations, Krishna is described as the supreme and original personality of Godhead. Ete chamshakalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayante Yuge Yuge. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, appears in this material world when the demigods, who are the devotees of the Lord, are disturbed by the demons. Nama Vishuddha Sattvaya Hariye Harimedase Vasudevaya Krishnaya Prabhave Sarvasattvatam. With so many wonderful devotees, it is my great honor to have this opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam in the presence of such exalted devotees. Before I begin to speak, I would like to take the blessings, the asirwad of all the devotees who are present, so that I may speak for my own purification. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So this is a very wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, perhaps one of the most important sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, because this section brings out the importance of friendly relationships between devotees. We're hearing about how Lord Shiva has given a special mantra to the prachetas who have gone to practice austerities. And they're all chanting this mantra together and performing austerities together. Tapo divyam putra putrena yena sattvam. They're performing transcendental austerities together. And they're doing it in a very, very friendly mood, in a mood of cooperation and encouraging each other. Dadati pratigriyati guyam akiti prachati. They're giving each other gifts of charity, and that gift of charity that they're giving each other is mutual enthusiasm to serve the Lord. Jivera srupohoi krishnera nityadhas. We're all eternally servants of Krishna. But somehow, because we've come to this material world and we're trying to enjoy sense gratification, it is difficult to remember our position of servitors of the Lord. Therefore, sadhu sangha sarva shastrikoi, lavamatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. That this sadhu sangha, this association of devotees, is so much important, because it is within this association of devotees that we can encourage each other, we can inspire each other, we can increase the eagerness of each other, the excitement of each other to perform devotional service to the Lord, especially in Kali Yuga, this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. So it is in this great mood of friendliness, of cooperation, of mutual encouragement that the prachetas are performing their austerities and their devotional service. And as a result of their wonderful mood of cooperation, they receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna accepts the mood. It's not what we do, it's the mood in which we do it. Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardanaha. He accepts our bhav. He accepts our mood. He accepts our intention. And the intention of the prachetas was to serve Krishna in a friendly mood. Bhava Grahi Janardanaha. Krishna, accepting this mood, descended personally to give their blessings to the prachetas. He appeared in front of them, giving his darshan to them. And he began to glorify their wonderful service attitude. And he offered them wonderful benedictions and blessings because of their friendly dealings. After Vishnu bestowed his benedictions upon the Prachetas. The Prachetas also began to reciprocate with Vishnu by offering beautiful prayers. And this is the section of Srimad Bhagavatam that we find ourselves in now, the beautiful prayers of the Prachetas. Today, the Prachetas are glorifying the Lord in such a beautiful way. Each line is saturated with so much meaning. So much depth is pervading each line. Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Vishuddha Sattva. Krishna is free from all material contaminations. He's not subject to Sattvagun or Rajagun or Tamagun. He's Vishuddha Sattva. He's beyond the modes of material nature. Hari Medase. So Hari means one who takes away the miserable conditions of the devotees. Who here sometimes experiences material conditions? Do you experience sometimes some miserable conditions? When we experience miserable conditions, we can cry out, Hari!
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 And Hari will take away our miserable conditions. And how does he do this? He does this because he is Hari Medase. Medase means intelligence. Buddhi Yogam, Buddhi. It means good intelligence. So how does the Lord use his brain? How does the Lord use his intelligence? Does the Lord have intelligence? Of course he has intelligence. We have intelligence, at least I can speak myself, at least a small amount, little, Torah, Torah. So Lord also has intelligence. So he has made a say. He's Hari made a say. How does he use his intelligence? He uses his intelligence to think about. Lord also thinks about things. He thinks about how to relieve the sufferings of the conditioned souls. How to bring the conditioned souls back to the spiritual world. This is the Lord's meditation. The Lord is Hari Medase. He's thinking, how can I relieve the miserable, suffering conditions of the living entities? In some ways, the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are one. We are one. We are one in intention, in desire. We should make our desires one with the desires of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord is Hari Medase. His only thought, his only use of his intelligence is how to relieve the suffering of the conditioned souls. So if we make our consciousness, our desire, our ichha, our will, one with Krishna, then we also will become Hari Medase. We will think always how to relieve the suffering of the conditioned living entities. This should be our constant meditation. Srila Prabhupada, he said, your thoughts should constantly be of ISKCON. He said, never be without ISKCON thoughts. Because what is the duty? What is the role of ISKCON? ISKCON means to provide a facility to the world where they can come, associate with devotees, hear about Krishna, honor Krishna Prasadam, and chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare! Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! 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 Hare! Hare! And Lord is described herein as Vasudevaya, Krishnaya, that he is the son of Vasudev. He comes to give pleasure to his devotees by engaging in different relationships with them. He's Devaki Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, and he's Nandanandana. He's always engaging in activities in order to give pleasure to his devotees. Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paritranaya sarunam, he's coming to give pleasure to his devotees. And not only he's coming to give pleasure to his devotees, but he's also coming to increase the influence of his devotees. And this is a very wonderful point that appealed to me so much in the purport today. This was the best part of the purport for me today. That the Lord is Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. Prabhave, he increases the influence, Sarva Sattvatam, of the community of devotees, of all kinds of devotees. And this is fantastic. What does this mean? How is it he's increasing the influence of the devotees? He's empowering them. He's empowering them to spread Krishna consciousness. Because if one does not have Krishna Shakti, one does not have the mercy of Krishna, then one cannot preach Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna wants to empower all of us to preach Krishna consciousness and be influential in this world. Maybe I read a little bit from this paragraph where Prabhupada is speaking about the influence of his devotees. I'll read the paragraph. Please listen carefully. Again and again, the Lord is very much interested in increasing the influence of his devotees. Therefore, he is described herein as Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. The Sattvata community is a community of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited powers, and he wants to see that his devotees are also entrusted with unlimited powers. Krishna wants to see that his devotees are entrusted with unlimited powers. Now, how is it that we can accept these unlimited powers from Krishna? He wants to give, but how will we receive? If Krishna is giving with 100 hands, how can we can just receive with 2 hands? He wants to give unlimited mercy and invest us with unlimited power. But we are limited. How we can receive unlimited power? But Krishna is Sarvagya. He knows everything. Sarva Shakti. He has all potencies. He's omnipotent. If Krishna wants to give us unlimited power, then Krishna can give us unlimited power. But we should do our best to be ready to receive that unlimited power, even with our small 2 hands. How we can prepare ourselves to receive? By following the processes given to us by Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. Strictly practicing our sadhana. Strictly attending morning program. Honoring Sri Krishna Prasadam in the Association of Devotees. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Worshipping the Archa Vigraha, deity form and staying in the association of devotees in a holy place. And most importantly, in Kali Yuga, 24 hours a day, Kirtaniya Sadahari, chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. We see the result of such absorption, such intensity in the life of Srila Prabhupada and so many other wonderful, great devotees of the Lord. In Srila Prabhupada's life, Srila Prabhupada preached to so many influential people of the world. Yad yad archarati shrestas tata devataro janaha sayat pramanam kuhute lokastadanuvartate. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, archarati shrestas, preach to those people who are the most influential people in the society. Because whatever example a great man performs, all the people will follow. So if we can make one leader of the people Krishna conscious, then the whole world will follow. And Srila Prabhupada preached to George Harrison and John Lennon of the Beatles and made them devotees. Now, you may not know the magnitude and greatness of the Beatles, John Lennon, George Harrison at that time. They were the most famous rock band in the entire world. They were selling millions and millions in albums. And everything they did, everyone would follow. They let their hair grow long. Everyone let their hair grow long. They wore special funny shoes. Everyone bought these funny shoes. Stores were sold out. Whatever they talked about, people would follow them. And Prabhupada and the devotees, they made George Harrison and the Beatles Krishna conscious. And as a result, they produced a record album for Prabhupada, and it became the number one record in all of Europe. And on the radio, hundreds of times a day, everywhere you went, you would constantly hear, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare! Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! 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 Hare! Hare! And like this, Prabhupada preached to so many world leaders around the world, celebrities, politicians, sports stars, so many famous people. And this tradition continues. We see Krishna Shakti continuing, Nityananda Shakti continuing to spread through ISKCON's devotees as they reach out with unlimited power to the topmost people in the world today. Yesterday, I saw one picture of one of our great sannyasi gurus, Parampuja, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He was taking his picture with the President of the United States of America, President Obama. You haven't seen? You should see. And so many of our wonderful ISKCON leaders are preaching to the topmost people of the world. I'd like to speak for just a few brief minutes, due to the lack of time, about one very great leader in ISKCON that had a profound impact on the topmost leaders of the entire globe, and that is Parampuja Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, and yesterday was his disappearance day. Parampuja Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he was born in America. His name was John E. Favors. And he was born in a very, very pious family of Baptists, Christians. And when he was just a young child, he became famous because he would preach the message of Lord Jesus Christ on the radio programs and television programs, even as a child. As he grew older, he joined the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King, which was declaring that everyone, black or white, should be free and have equal rights. He went to Princeton University, which is one of the top universities in the United States, similar to Yale and Harvard. And as a Princeton student, he became president of the student council. And he was one of the first black Afro-American men to attend the Princeton University. After joining ISKCON and taking initiation from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he took sannyas. He traveled around the world and he wrote many, many books. And these books have been translated in more than 12 languages. And his books were about leadership. Leadership for an age of higher consciousness. And with these books, he preached to many leaders and politicians. Many people from the United Nations would consult with him, and he became known as an expert in the resolution of global conflict. His work, his preaching, he was a GBC. He preached in America. He preached in Europe. And he preached in Africa. And in Africa, in Nigeria, in a place called Wari, his work was so much appreciated that they made him a high African chief. I was watching one video last night. He was speaking on television in Russia. And they were asking him about the best kind of political situation. Is it a monarchy or a democracy or socialism? What is the best? And he was explaining how he is a monarch, because he's a king. He's a high African chief. And he was explaining the importance of being a good leader. I'd like to read you a few quotes of what he said last night. He said, people have two choices. Number one, if something is going wrong and you're not satisfied, you can just be quiet, resentful, and you can complain amongst your friends. But instead of resenting, there's another person, and that person is inventing. You can resent or you can invent. You can invent means of how we can improve things. You can be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution. He said, the best leaders create other leaders. And a good leader does good for other people. We should try to benefit others. Some people use people to make things happen. And some leaders make things happen to benefit people. So these were some beautiful statements that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has made. And I'd like to conclude by just reading four principles of community building that were like the pillars of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's teachings. And we can all apply these principles to our life. Principle number one, treat everyone as if the success or failure of your spiritual life depends on the quality of your interactions with them. Treat everyone as if your spiritual life depends on the quality of your interaction with them. Each person, each individual is so much important. Number two, reflect, think about the person that you love the most and try to treat everyone with that same amount of love. Think about it. Which person we love in our heart the most, and then with that same amount of love, try to give that same amount of love to everyone we meet. Number three, view all conflicts as your own fault first. He did it. She did it. No, he did it. Instead of when you point one finger out, how many fingers are pointing towards you? Back towards you. Huh? Four fingers. So we should think like that. Instead of pointing the finger at someone else, we should see the fault as our own fault first. If there's a problem, the default solution should be, what did I do wrong? Put the blame on ourselves, not on others. Number four, realize that people in your present environment might very well be the people with whom you will have to live out your whole life and who are likely to be with you at the time of death. So we're all together now. So chances are good. We'll all be together for many, many years to come. For the rest of the life, these are the people we're going to be with. And it's also likely that who is going to be with us at the time when we leave our body? Chances are it's these people, the people in our community. So we want to have a very good relationship with everyone, so that when it's time for us to leave our body, everyone will be there, right by our side, encouraging us to go back to Godhead, to remember Krishna, to remember Prabhupada, to remember Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Panchatattva, Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra, to remember by chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Parampuja, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he passed away from this world on June 27th of 2005. He left his body in America, in Gita Nagari, which is not actually America, it's an ISKCON temple. So ISKCON temple is non-different from Vrindavan, from the spiritual world. He had cancer, melanoma cancer, which is a very painful disease. At one point, he lifted his arm to receive some prasadam, and just by lifting his arm, crack, the shoulder bone just broke. So much pain he was in with so many broken bones. And as he left his body in the association of so many devotees, hearing and chanting, especially with his very good friend, Parampuja Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who was with him in the very last minutes of his life, they were chanting together, and Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj had tears coming from his eyes and a big smile on his face. And he said, I would not trade my situation for anyone. And he said, that life does not get any better than this. He was so happy. His body was crumbling, but his Krishna consciousness was shining. And we can take a great inspiration from such a devotee. And Krishna has empowered him in this way to inspire so many people around the world, thousands of disciples, millions of people that he's touched through television and radio and his DVDs and CDs and videos and audios and web preaching and so many top government, United Nations and presidents and African chiefs and so many wonderful people that he's inspired because Krishna has fully empowered him to influence others with Krishna consciousness. Krishna has Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. He's given him all Shaktis. So let us take inspiration from Parampuja Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And we can also pray to him because we're very near the titi of his disappearance. He said that by the disappearance of the spiritual master becomes more accessible. At the time when the spiritual master is present on the planet, we need his personal association. But the mercy of the spiritual master in the spiritual world is that he's available to us through our prayers. So let us pray at his lotus feet that we also can receive the mercy, the full mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam, and become empowered to preach Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya's mercy is spreading throughout the world, through Kali Yuga. Every town, every village, Prithivitayachayatanagaradigram, Sarvatrapachar hoy bemoranam. And this chanting of Hare Krishna is being spread by Srila Prabhupada and his devotees through Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, food for life, opening of temples, and one very, very most powerful means, and that is Jagannath Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsava. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Radharani also has tremendous influence. Prabhave Sarva Sattvatam. She's the most influential devotee. And this Jagannath Rath Yatra is her festival. By pulling the cart of Lord Jagannath, it's like pulling Jagannath from Kurukshetra, from Dwarka, back to Vrindavan. And that is fulfilling Srimati Radharani's greatest desire. And she's showing her influence by spreading this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival all over the world. So we're very fortunate that we'll be celebrating Jagannath Rath Yatra here in just a few short days. And by doing our best, to the best of our capacity, Bhava Grahi Janardanaha, Krishna will understand our mood, whatever we can offer, whether we're Hanuman or whether we're a squirrel, we should just do whatever we can to the best of our capacity. And in this way, receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Receive the mercy of Radha Govinda Dev. Receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Receive the mercy of Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Jagannath Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Parampuja Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.